Hello everyone. In previous sequences, we have seen how a linear structure could respond to a seismic loading. In case of a seismic motion, endothelial stresses which overcome the mechanical limits, nonlinearities such as cracking or yielding may appear. In this sequence, you will discover how nonlinearities can affect the response of a structure. For sake of simplicity, let's consider a 1 degree of freedom system to describe our structure. UG stands for the ground motion and U for the relative displacement of the mass. The equation of motion for this system can be written as a sum of three contributions equal to the external forces. In the left-hand side part, the first term stands for the inertial forces proportional to the acceleration of the structure and its mass. The second term is associated to damping. In this term, we generally gather all the uncontrolled sources of dissipation. It is characterized by a viscous damping coefficient. The last term is the back force. It is related to the mechanical properties of the structures. As you will see, this term will be of major interest in this sequence. And finally, on the right-hand side of the equation, the effect of the external loading is included. Let's now focus on this back force term. In order to describe the behavior of a structure, a specific constitutive law should be considered by combining three main mechanisms: elasticity, plasticity, and damage. In order to analyze the effect of these three main mechanisms on the response of the structure, a simple harmonic loading is considered. More particularly, we will observe the evolution of the forces and the associated energy during the loading. Before entering in the analysis of a structural response, let's explain this new concept of damage. In a first state, the system behaves elastically with a linear relationship between the internal forces F int and the displacement U. Let's consider the stiffness K0 is a combination of multiple parallel springs. For larger loading, some springs reach their limit and break. This leads so to a reduction of the apparent stiffness. The proportion of broken springs is described by a damage variable D that evolves from 0 for no spring broken to 1 for all spring broken. The apparent stiffness writes so K0 times 1 minus D. Let's begin by analyzing the structural response of an elastic system. Three animations are used to illustrate and analyze the behavior of the structure. The top left figures follow the evolution of the internal forces versus the displacement. The top right figure illustrates the evolution of the damping force versus displacement. Finally, the bottom figure shows the evolution of different energy in the system. The black bar is for the cumulative injected energy, the green bar for the cumulative energy dissipated by viscous effect, the red bar the cumulative energy dissipated by nonlinearities, the yellow bar, the kinetic energy, and finally, the blue bar, the stored energy. The response of this system is characterized by a first step with a progressive increase of the amplitude of the displacement and the forces up to a second step with a stabilized region. No nonlinearities are developed in this system, so to no red bar in the bottom figure. The energy is only dissipated by the dashpot with an amount of energy dissipated per cycle equal to the area in the ellipse. We now consider a system with nonlinearities, an elastoplastic structure. The development of nonlinearities with plasticity gives to the system a capacity to dissipate a large amount of energy. The evolution of the internal forces versus the displacement shows large loop leading so to a large amount of dissipated energy for the red bar. Let's come back to the damage model to analyze its effect on the structural response. During the transition part at the beginning of the response, damage developed and so a dissipation due to nonlinearities is observed. Then a permanent regime is obtained with no more development of nonlinearity. This permanent regime is similar to the one observed for elastic system, with only a modification of the apparent stiffness. The behavior we have analyzed in this sequence can be retried for structural elements. The response of a reinforced concrete joint develops damage through concrete cracking and plasticity with sliding between concretes and rebars and with the yielding of the rebars. the response of a steel joint developed mainly plasticity with so large capacity to dissipate the energy introduced in the structure. The response of masonry walls shows mainly a damaged behavior with a large reduction of the apparent stiffness due to cracking. The development of wide loop and so plasticity is also observed for large damage. It is due to the friction that develops at crack interface in the masonry. Let's summarize what we have seen in this sequence. For large loading, the structure may develop non-linearities that affect its response. More particularly, plasticity provides a large capacity to dissipate energy. Damage induces a modification of the apparent stiffness, leading so to a decrease of the eigenfrequency of the structure and a modification of its mode shapes as shown on the bottom figure.